Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Samantha Stone in for Sam Shad today. We'll be discussing the business side of nonprofit ventures. It is a business. Back in just a moment with representatives from three local nonprofits.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Sam Shad out of the building this week. I'm Samantha Stone. Today, you think you want to be in the nonprofit arena? You think you can just throw a guy with a kettle in front of Raley's and start doing good in the world? Not quite as easy as all that, as my guests are likely to attest this morning. I have with me this morning Major Michael Zielinski. He's the Corps Officer, Salvation Army of Washoe County. Bonnie Brown, Executive Director of the Nevada Humane Society. And Steve Meyer, Executive Director of the Nevada Opera. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, this morning.
Well, we're looking at a lot of stories this time of year about the nonprofit world and about, generally, based on the economy, are nonprofits doing better than they usually do or worse? Don't have to play guessing games with that right now. But I thought I wanted to talk today about the business side of nonprofits. So I'm going to ask each of you for a piece of advice. Let's say I'm going to set up a 501c3. I want to do something magnanimous or wonderful. And I need one quick piece of advice in one sentence from each of you. Major, I'll start with you. Give me one piece of advice.
Know your mission, know your audience.
Bonnie?
This is a life-saving business. Both things are critically important, keeping the heart in what we do and also running it like a responsible business.
And from the art world?
I would say make sure there's a need for what you're doing.
All right. Listen, all three of you gave me a single piece of advice, most important thing I asked for, and not one of you mentioned donations or money. That's interesting in light of how I spawned the topic today. But I do want to talk about the tough times we're in now and It is harder to get money from people, I expect. Is that, I'm seeing nods all
Absolutely.
The way around the table.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing that's different or creative, or are you just staying the course? How are you surviving?
I know for the Salvation Army, we're doing more partnerships with organizations and businesses around the community. We have great partnerships with Harrah's, with Wells Fargo, in the provision of both volunteers and materials. This past Christmas Day with Harrah's, we did a meal for over 250 people. They provided the food, the workforce. We provided the building and the people.
Bonnie, what are you doing that's different or creative, or are you?
Well, we're trying. We really try to keep out there in front of folks all the time the need, the number of animals that we care for at the Humane Society. So far this year, we've seen a 6.5% increase in the number of animals coming into our shelter, and a greater percentage of them have medical issues or serious problems that require treatment, so our average cost per animal is up right now. So for us, it's trying to be creative, keeping the information out in front of the public, asking people for help, and of course trying to differentiate ourselves from the Humane Society of the United States. Often people think that we are affiliated, but that's not the case. We are a separate, independent nonprofit, and as such, we need to try to keep the word out there, let people know that we're separate, and if you send money to Washington, D.C., nice as HSUS is, that's where that money stays, so to donate locally.
All right, Stephen, I'm interested in the piece of advice you gave me. Make sure there's a need for what you do, and yet you're the executive director of the Nevada Opera, entirely discretionary. Talk to me about what you're doing to stay afloat or to thrive, but also, that's an interesting piece of advice.
Well, sure. You know, there's a need for arts in our community. You know, it's we're very rich in the wealth of arts that we have here in the Great Basin. It's difficult right now for us because, of course, donations are down. Corporate funding, foundation funding is down with this economic turn. So we're trying to stay afloat. It's very difficult. You know, it's tenuous times for us. we've cut our ticket prices. In 2009, actually, we cut our ticket prices by 20% in order to make opera and the arts more affordable for people. This year, what we've done, we've scaled back from a three-show main stage season to two main stage operas and two smaller venue performances in order to try and keep costs down and to keep ticket costs down, make it still affordable for the public. The money is tight, and there's a lot of arts organizations that are vying for the same dollar. And you can't just ask your patrons, the same patrons all the time, give me money, give me money, give me money. So you've got to think outside the box, and you've got to do things that are creative. Keep the cost down, because the production of opera is extremely expensive. It's the most expensive of all the art forms. So there's a need for us.
Okay. Cash flow, money in, money out. That's a business principle. You said keep in mind that it's a life-saving business. You're doing both.
Right.
In about 30 seconds, cash flow, are you covering?
Barely right now. We're doing a little better this year than the last 2 years, but donations are tight. Fortunately for us, adoptions are good, but similarly, we actually have cut our adoption fees in order to enable more people to bring a pet into their family.
All right, back in just a moment with more discussion. The business of the nonprofit world, it is a business. We'll have more Nevada Newsmakers in just a moment.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10,000.com.
I have urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
Local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
We're back on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone for Sam Shad. My guests this morning, executive directors from the nonprofit world, social services, the Humane Society, and the arts. We've got the kind of a good representation here. It's not just about doing wonderful things. That's the mission. But it costs money, and it's a business. I wanted to talk about regulation, because I recently looked into the law of nonprofit, and businesses talk about how regulated they are. You guys are really, really regulated. Talk about some of the challenges related to that.
I think the biggest challenge for us came down about 10 years ago when the accounting standards changed. And in the nonprofit community, we moved from being a cash-based system to an accrual-based system. And it completely changed the sophistication of our management, of who we hired to do our accounting, as well as how we reported to the public as well. And I think that was a huge challenge for us, and it still impacted us today.
And it cost more money to hire those
more qualified people? Yes, it did. Significantly more money.
How about the workforce now? My own impression would be, gee, it's great to be a volunteer. I believe passionately in helping animals. But once you get in there, boy, it's work, just like any other job, and you don't get paid. And, you know, it's smelly and dirty, and how is it?
This is true.
How hard is it to run a business with people who, many of whom, don't get paid?
Well, volunteers are a tremendous blessing. Obviously, they enable us to do all kinds of things that we wouldn't be able to accomplish otherwise, but there are challenges, and exactly the one that you mentioned. You know, the life of a volunteer, nationally, the statistics are only 90 days, so you invest time and training, and then the person may really not be with you all that long. So, yes, volunteers are both a tremendous blessing, and we can always use more, but at the same time, finding folks who are able and willing to really stick with it. As you mentioned, our work is sometimes a little smelly and messy, dealing with lots of dogs and cats. So it's a special person willing to do that.
Now, when you read the news in the last, I don't know, how long has it been? It seems like forever. What you've been reading is that businesses are tentative right now. They're unwilling to make plans. They're unwilling to commit because they have not been sure of what the tax structure is going to be going forward in 2011. I'm wondering how tax law affects all of you. Do you feel a measurable difference when there's a shift in tax law?
Well, not particularly. Not that I've experienced. You know, I've only been the executive director for the last year. Involved for the last 35 years, but only executive director for the last year or so. I haven't seen any big changes. I'm sure that I'll see something.
I'd like to address that. We found that change, and it happened in the last 5 years, where the law, tax law, changed on donated vehicles. Previously, you could donate a vehicle and you could write up to $5,000 off for taxes on that vehicle. Over $5,000, you needed an appraisal. Then they changed the tax law and required that you could only write up to $500 for that vehicle. So you went from $5,000 to $500. Or the actual amount that the charity sold the vehicle for. So that dropped considerably the number of vehicles we saw coming in as donations that we could in turn resale. Plus, it created an extra level of paperwork for us, because now we had to file forms with the IRS indicating what that vehicle actually sold for.
again, you had to pay people to file that paperwork.
You had to pay people to file that.
I was wondering, now that you mentioned vehicles, I was wondering about cash for clunkers, because where I might have donated my vehicle a year and a half ago, I think it's been 18 months now, instead I could go and get paid for it by trading it in.
We actually saw the quality of vehicles decline during that period of time and have not seen a resurrection yet, as it took the number of vehicles, used vehicles, out of the stream. So not only were we impacted, but also traditional car businesses were impacted as well, as they no longer had the same level or quality of vehicles to sell on their lots. So it was a trickle-down effect that impacted us. So we have the combination of IRS tax code changes combined with cash for clunkers, which impacted us.
All right, I want to touch quickly on social networking. It's impacting every level of business and all levels of society. New York Times ran a story last week, social networks meant for good, but at a price. This is a story about nonprofit ventures that are formed for the purpose of promising to help nonprofit groups raise money and awareness. They handle processing and other administrative chores, and of course, they take a piece of the action. To many in the nonprofit world, the article says, the value of the sites remains to be seen. For one thing, they hand partial control of charity brand names and trademarks to users who are often unknown to the nonprofit groups they support. I'm wondering if any of you have had experience, A, with groups like this, or if you're wading into the social networking world to promote your ventures.
Well, we're definitely wading into the social networking. You know, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. You know, part of our biggest campaign right now is just to get the word out there from friends, and having friends forward that to friends about us.
All right, 30 seconds. Yes or no on a group like this? Do you see any value in it? Quickly.
We've not really tried that, but we do a lot with social networking and YouTube, and it's fantastic for us. We do a lot of it internally to keep costs down.
How about you?
For us, with the 97% brand recognition, we're very protective of that brand from outside groups wanting to utilize that, so we tend to do much of it in-house internally.
All right, we got to wrap it up. I promised that I would make the pitch for these groups. You can find links to their websites on Facebook if you think you might like to find out more about the Salvation Army, the Humane Society of Nevada, or the Nevada Opera. You can check our Facebook page. We'll tell you how to do that in just a minute. Back in just a moment with post-holiday punditry on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for football. Watch your favorite pro and college games in Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction on over 25 giant TVs. Enjoy all-you-can-eat tailgate buffets Monday night and Thursday game nights. Enjoy Sunday breakfast buffets and build your own omelet. Create your own Bloody Marys and Bloody Beers. Join the Conductors Club and earn free play and comp dollars on the latest slots and video poker. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, north of the Summit on South Virginia. Yeah.
Sue Lamoureux says her husband returned from the war a broken man. After 2.5 years in a Nye County jail, Joseph Lamoureux pleading guilty to shooting a Nye County deputy and facing more prison time. Is he a dangerous man or a victim of the war? Next Face to Face.
Uh-oh, these jeans just won't close. You need the perfect fit button. Just attach the fastener onto the pin, squeeze and pull to remove. Simply pop on the button and attach the fastener. No needles, no thread, no sewing. Your jeans close easily and fit perfectly. No one will ever know you're wearing it. When you lose the weight, just remove and pop it on the other side. Wow, you've lost 3 inches and your pants still fit perfectly. Tailor your suit in seconds with a perfect fit button. Just slip on your belt and it's invisible. They're ideal when kids outgrow their clothes. And it's the perfect answer for hand-me-downs. You get 4 perfect fit buttons for jeans, khakis, brown, and black pants for $10. Order now and we'll double the offer. But wait, you'll also get shoes under. Just pay separate shipping and handling. Watch, you'll fit up to 24 shoes, then store and slide out from under your bed. You get 8 perfect fit buttons and shoes under, all for only $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-398-6919. That's 1-800-398-6919. Call now.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute.
where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We've got a great pundit panel today, all female, I might add. Mendy Elliott, Nevada Business Strategies. She's a partner, Ellie Lopez Bullen, community activist, and Dory Guy, the vice chair of the Washoe Democratic Party. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Wanted to start out, Mendy. Confessions of a State Stimulus Czar. This was in Monday's Wall Street Journal by Tom Evslin. He did the job for Vermont. You did the job for Nevada, at least initially.
I did.
Lengthy piece outlining some of the challenges. He underscores President Obama's assertion that there is no such thing as a shovel-ready project because of the enormous amount of regulation that's involved with claiming this money.
Correct.
But his ultimate point was that the money might better have been used, instead of doubling down on places where there was already investment or bolstering existing programs, maybe the money should have been used to restructure and ease downsizing.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The funny thing about the stimulus money, when it came in, it was all siloed. And it was siloed. We couldn't move money around. And even though each state, when I went back to Washington, D.C., each state had the same concerns. This is great. You know, all the states are having these issues, but they're not allowing us to have the flexibility that we need in our state. And Nevada is unique, no different than California, Utah, it doesn't matter. And the money, when it came in, it was a challenge because basically it supplanted funds that existed or programs that already existed, rather than allowing us to step back and say, how can we provide a bridge over the next 2 years so that we can prepare if this economic downturn isn't realized to a good outcome.
Well, you and Tom Evslin may want to have a beer together because I think you'd have plenty to talk about.
My concern would have been that the stimulus was created in part to create jobs, and I'm concerned that maybe that wouldn't have happened. And I know there's a lot that goes with it as far as trying to get a project ready, and it takes time with permits and regulations and such, but you know, I think that was a concern, was making sure that it did create some jobs somewhere.
Well, to the extent that we all encountered orange cones everywhere this
right.
summer, it created some jobs. Seems though it was a negative report card overall.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not sustainable, and that was the challenge.
All right, I want to shift gears. Ellie, you
yes.
were referenced in an article that was posted on December 27th yesterday, Nevada News and Views. It was posted by Jim Clark about the Tequila Party, newly formed by Latino Democrats, Latino Republicans, or maybe it's just...
It's not Latino Republicans only. I think it's the Latinos in the state that have felt ignored by both parties. The Democrats assume that we will vote Democrat, and the Republicans have historically ignored us. I know that Jim's been wanting to meet with me to hear my views on this. I'm still thinking about this all. I was very disappointed during midterm elections with the turnout of the majority of Latinos voting Democrat. And I think the Republican Party needs to do a lot more to reach out to different minorities, not just Latinos.
Well, it says here that Latinos are simply tired of being taken for granted by Democrats. They took a page from the Tea Party to form the Tequila Party. Now, it says historically, efforts to create a third party around race or ethnicity, Black Panthers, Mexican American La Raza Party, etc., have failed. This Tequila Party will address tough questions that, unfortunately, the Republican Party is failing to address. Will it do that?
Well, it's hard to say, but it is being patterned after the Tea Party, as we saw, had huge successes in a lot of states. So I think the goal is to get the Latinos out there voting for the candidates that they believe in, and for both parties to stop ignoring us. So I think they will get some momentum.
And much was made, of course, of Sharon Angle's commercial
right.
that was disparaging to Latinos. Republican Party's going to survive. It must sort out these issues, cannot continue with fear-mongering and racist rhetoric. You know,
As a half Latino myself, I often look at what is called racist rhetoric, and I say, not so much. It can, you know, anytime anyone mentions Latino issues, it suddenly turns into racist rhetoric. How does that happen, Dory?
It happens, unfortunately. I'm a firm believer in there's only one race, and that's the human race. And I get really irritated with some of these groups, you know, trying to hold on to their own little ethnic background and not become a part of all of us. And that's kind of where I stand, you know, and I think you're correct in what you're saying.
And Mindy, pretty much any effort to address it on the part of Republicans turns into, I mean, it's so easy to step on a landmine for Republicans. Why is that?
I think that right now they're hypersensitive, especially in the state of Nevada. They are just very hypersensitive because they don't want to say or do the wrong thing, even though they
Republicans
are hypersensitive right now. I think that if we can figure out how to embrace the tequila party or the pink party or the purple party, it doesn't matter. I agree with Dory. It should be all inclusive.
Unfortunately,
I'm getting the order. Nobody can add anything at this point.
A lot more
See,
to say.
Women love to talk.
We have to so
back with more Nevada newsmakers in just a moment.
Right now at iMasters, get two complete pair of glasses for $99 or two pair of no-line bifocals for $149. And every frame is just $59.95. Don't forget to use or lose your flex spending benefits. iMasters, why pay more?
Free on-the-job injury answers. At Laub, we've been giving you real answers right now since 1965. We're Laub. You shouldn't have to pay to get your legal questions answered. Free legal answers now.
Do your storage containers and lids let you down when you try to store a tiny bit more? There's got to be a better way. Introducing WOW, the new interchangeable mix-and-match storage system that always has room for more. Every container is also a lid, so you can use each piece as a bottom or a top. Our universal snap seal lets you mix and match with every size container, so you can keep filling above the rim to customize the perfect one. Add one more scoop, piece, or slice without ever searching for a lid that fits. Plus, they're microwavable and dishwasher safe. Order now and receive 10 small size containers, 5 medium, 4 large, and this bonus extra large. That's 20 containers, all for $19.95. But wait, we'll double your order free. You get 40 WOW containers, and you can eliminate spills with our optional deluxe fresh lock tabs. This incredible $50 value is all yours for only $19.95.
To order WOW containers for $19.95 plus processing and handling, call 1-800-441-4966 or go to wowcontainers.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, call now to get the new talking meter. These new meters are more accurate, they're easier to use, and the best news is you don't have to prick your fingers anymore. Arriva makes it simple. They bill Medicare directly. There are no upfront costs. And they deliver your supplies right to your door for free.
For more information, call 1-800-750-6632.
Tomorrow, we'll talk to Joe Becker, the new director of the Constitutional Law Center at NPRI. Don't miss it.